Turn it on.
Listen. Okay, we're on Daphne Vav Med Aleph. We have over here a Braisa, Bola Rabba, Merabba, Beribua, Olam. No Saint Sfona, let Sfon Ha'olam, Droma, let Droma Olam, etc. And the Gemara continues, if you don't know, you don't have a compass, then you look at the stars, the Mazalot, that's one Simon. If you don't know the constellations, you look at the sun, we're in different parts of the year and figure out this dinner of the Ribua. The question is, and this halach, of course, is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The question is this an Eitzah Tova, or is this a halacha? Namely, what happens if you have a city that made their own Ribua without knowing this halacha? And then it turns out that it's not according, like the Zeisman Beis Medrash, it's not according to the Ribua Ha'olam. You know, like, do you have to change the entire Tchum Shabbos? So there's a tshuva, no Debi Yehuda, which is quoted in the Shari Tshuva, in Sinan Shin Tzadi. Shin Tzadi Ches Gimel. So Shari Tshuva, of course, no Debi Yehuda, Madura Tinyana Siman Nun Aleph. L'chatchilo yesh l'rabeya l'tchum ha'olam. Aval im kvar tzion ha'rubua shalo ribua ha'olam v'iskimu b'nei ha'ir l'zeh. Then they're mechuyev to remain with that, and no one can become frum and say no. It's against the Gemara. The Chazon Ish disagrees. Mashan Mishnah Berurah also disagrees. Mishnah Berurah over here uses the lashon. Haino sheno eno yochol la'asos ribua kmo shiyirtze ledafka lefi ruchos sa'ir. What are the makoros on both sides? Yitachen it's a machlokes rishon that in the riff. Oh no. Okay, in this riff. Yeah. Okay, it's in the classic riff on Daf Tetzayin Amud Aleph, the pages of the Alphas in the Oz V'Hodah riff. So it's on the new page Mem Gimel. The Rabbi Yonason says, Klomar, Habala Rava, Klomar, Hayasa Agula, Obayas Nichas Bayis Yotze, Hutzach Lo Rabba, No Nosnim Lo Eitza, Shi Rabbena Kribua Ha'olam. Afalpi Sheim Hayasa Murubas Metchila Vein Ribua Kribua Ha'olam. Ein olim dod elam ribua hanim tzalo. Avol kevan shirotze leRava shuv ki rabbeinu ribua ha'olam. Then we already saw the Gemara says that if the city was built as a rectangle or a square, you leave it the way it is. If it's built as a circle, yemarabeya. So the Rabbeinu learns that this din is an eitzah tova. That's what's mashma pashtus of Rabbeinu Yonatan, and that's the makar of the Nodim Yehuda. Pension the Chazon Ish disagrees because he points out we had a Tosfos back on Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, where the Gemara over there speaks about the principle of always getting to the corners and says, Kazei Yelachol Shovse Shabbos. So over there, Tosfos ends off, V'li Nira de Peos de Shabbos Yalfinan Me'are Halavim, V'sham Ein Nostin Peros Elo Le Peros Sa'olam. Peos Ha'ola. That's the Gemara we saw yesterday on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. That you know that you have Pas Kedma, you have Pas Negev, and so called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Daraisa Tikkun. And Achanam, everyone agrees talking about Takanat Rabbanan, but since we're working off of the Asmachta of Ari Halavim, so Tosus holds that it's Dafka. So the Chazon Ish didn't want to say it's Machlokes Rishonim. He wants to say everyone agrees that it's Dafka. And no, the Yehuda misinterpreted Rabbi Yonasan. Rabbi Yonasan is dealing with the situation, Nosin Lo Eitza, namely, if you're building the city in the first place, you're in city planning, and you're building a city, and the question is how you should build it as a circle, as a square, so already make it a square, Le Rucho Sa'ola. That's the Lechatchila. However, that's what brings the Eitza Tova. But in terms, because then the Medidas HaTchum would be according to the city walls. There would be no, it would be much easier. But if you didn't take that Eitzah and you made the city walls in not as a rectangle or a square, then when you make the Ribu, you make it L'Rucha Sa'olam. Okay, so just be aware. So no Debi Yehuda, there's a Das Yachid over here. Mishnah Berurah and Chazon Ish both disagree. And Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, we have the principle that continues in its explanation until the Mishnah, the Afton Zayin Amid Aleph, Hamarabeya at top of the page, Hamarabeya is the Tosefta, Beya Sa'ir, Osa Osa Kimintavla Merubas, V'chozer Umarabeya es Hatchumin, V'ose Osan Kimintavla Merubas. Namely, that here we're dealing with the Pinot, probably probably a picture somewhere. Yeah, this is probably the best picture. Over here. If this is our city, I'm sorry for the computer. This is our city, it's a circle. So we made it in a square, the Ribua Ha'olam. Then when we're going to go out Alpayim Amah, we don't only go out Alpayim Amah in, you know, to the four directions, but we built a Ribua in the corner of Alpayim Amah, such that this over here, this Al-Achson, is going to be Alpayim Shmona Meyot, because Kol Sheyesh, you know, if it's whatever, you know, it's our mathematical equations, that this Al-Achson is always 1.4 more than the one of the sides of the square. So 1.4 times 2,000 would give 2,800. Okay, so that's what, you know, so if you're in the middle of the city, you're walking in the corner direction, you're marviach two peyot, the peyah first of the original ribua, and then you're marviach also the alachson of this ribua. That's simply a given. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskins. I assume that since there are always two ways of making these pictures, we could have done it like this, the 2,000 here. So since Tchumen, at least the Alpayim Amah, is Drabanan, so in any situation we're Mekel to take the larger shear. I would tend to assume that, I mean, that appears to be the rule of the Gemara, that we keep always expanding the Tchum as much as we can. And that sort of moves us into tomorrow's daf. Again, the first half of tomorrow's daf is simply just an expansion on this principle. But from the Mishnah, we have another concept of the Karpath, of getting another 70 amos before we even make the first square, and then we make the second square. So that we'll talk about tomorrow night, in terms of how we build the Karpath when we have a number of cities. Do we give each city a Karpath, or when we're making the Karpath, when we're making the Igul, we only take into account one Karpath. So we'll see again. Yeah, we're always going to go Igula. Okay? This Seder, that's what we have over here.